The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlacha, and Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen.
Daf Kafchet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ilu Nishmat, Mor Zekeni Yosef Ben Sarav, and Maran Zekenati Yafa Batsarav, Le'ilu Nishmat, Avraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tenuham Ben Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied, Lefu'a Shedema, Moshe Ben Dina Sarar, Hama Bat Rachel, Vesara Bat Rachel. Yitzhak Ben Frida. Inna refer to them, inna refer to them, inna refer to them for the nefesh, or for the goof. We begin today's daf on Chafchet Amud Rishon, starting from the Mishnah. Mevi get, person is a shaliach. He is bringing a get. Veniho zaken. He left the husband, and when he left the husband was an old man. Or the husband was sick. Noten na, can give the get to the lady. Behaskachu kayam. You could assume that the husband is still alive. Two problems if the husband died. Number one, en get la harmita. You cannot give a get after the husband died. Rashi is concerned with something else. She says, velo haishin an shema met ubatil shlichuto. Obviously, if he dies, then the shlichut is broken as well. He's not considered a shaliach anymore. And therefore, we have a general principle that says, ha'amed davar al hiskato. You keep everybody on their status. The guy was alive when you left. Even though he was sick, even though he was an old man, you could assume that he was alive when you got there and delivered the get. Bat Yisrael and Nisua Lekohen. Therefore, if you have a Bat Yisrael and Nisua Lekohen, that means she's eating terumah. She's a Yisrael lady that is married to a Kohen. Ve'alak ba'ala l'medinat hayam. Husband went away on business, went overseas. Ochelet b'terumah b'chizkat shehu kayam. She could continue to eat terumah with the assumption that he is still alive. You see, if he's dead, so then, and there's no children, so therefore she is forbidden to eat teruma. So therefore the Mishnah says that as long as she didn't have any witnesses and things like that, you could assume that the husband is still alive, she's allowed to eat teruma. Last case, Hasholeya Hatato Memedinat Tayam, a guy sends Korban Hatat. He's from overseas. He sends it to Israel, to Jerusalem. Makribim ota behaskat shehu kayam. They could bring the korban, assuming that the owner is still alive. If the owner was dead, then this would have a status of hatat shemetu be'aleha. In other words, you cannot bring it as a korban. You have to burn it. So then we have three cases where the Mishnah is teaching us the law of hiskat hai. Number one, when you send a get. Number two, in regard of eating terumah. And number three, regarding bringing a korban. Assumption is, you establish the person on his status, which is hizkat hai. Comes the Gemara, Amarava, lo shanu ela zaken shelo higia ligburot. That which we said you could assume an old man is still alive, that's long as he did not reach the age of giburot. Giburot is 80. Vechole. And when we say a chole, a regular sick person, shirov cholim nechayim, because the majority of sick people, they get better. Aval, zaken sheyegia ligburot. But if you have an old man that reaches already 80, vegoses, already, the guy's a goses, he's on his deathbed. Shirov gosesim limita. And those people over there, they lose their status of hezkat hai. So comes Gemara and says, etibe.
No,
which means you don't have a chazkat high in these two cases. A goses and somebody that already reaches 80. Eti be'abayir. And if we get v'ni chozaken afilu bin me'ashana notena be'chazkat shukayam. So what are you talking about? We have a question. Abayir asks, even if you left a guy who was 100 years old, and you went to give the get, so the law is you assume that he's still alive. You see, it's not like Rav wanted to come along and say limited to 80. Even if the guy's 100, it's considered as chazkat chai. Gemara says to you, you're right, this is indeed a refutation against the Shita of Rabbah. V'iba'et ema'o, can you give another answer? Kevan de iflig. Once already he made it that far to 100 years old, so this guy has a special status of his. Since he made it this far, you can assume he's going to make it. As she says, well, let's see now, as she. Kevan de iflig mish'ar derech kol ha'aris, which means he was different than everybody else in the land. She'erich yamim ad me'a shana. He made it to 100. Now, from Rashi, from those beginning words of Rashi that says, Mish'al Derech Kol Ha'aretz. Sounds like, because the regular Derech Ha'aretz is 80. So it's mashma that, let's say 80 to 90, that's already when you have to assume that a person's going to die. Once already he gets to 90, it sounds like from Rashi, because that's already, you're out of Givurot. Givurot is 80 to 90. Once already you lived not the normal way of the Ha'aretz, which can be already from the age of 90, then already like he has a, mm-hmm. He's different than everybody else. Therefore, you can assume that he is still alive. Ramele Abaye le Rabbah. Abaye brought a question to Rabbah. Tenan, we learned in the Mishnah. Mevi get v'ni chozakeno chole notena behozkachu kayam. Right, you can bring the get, and you can assume that the sick person is still alive and the old man is still alive. Udaminu, we have a contradiction. Hare ze gitech sha'a achat kodem nemitato. Right, he says like this. This is your get, and he's giving the get, and he wants it to be hal 1 minute or 1 moment before he dies, because he wants the get to be mechayim when he's still alive. So he says the get is going to be activated 1 moment before he dies. Asura le'echol betruma miyad. So the Gemara comes along and says she's forbidden in the case where she's a sabat Yisrael that's married to a kohen. She's forbidden immediately to eat truma. Now what's the point? Because you have to assume that what? He's going to die. Oh, so if you assume he's going to die, I thought we just said that you don't assume die. I thought we just said you have a chazkat hayim. Just like when the shaliach goes to bring the get, you assume that the guy's alive. So why, when the guy comes along and tells the lady that why he's giving the get and it should be hal 1 second before he dies, she's forbidden to eat terumah immediately. Why? He has chazkat hay. What happened to the Gemara? So Gemara's amale. So he answered back, terumah agitin karamit. What are you asking a question from Terumah of Tagitin? Terumah Ifshar. Get lo Ifshar. Terumah, it's possible to be Mahmir because. So don't eat Terumah. Let her eat other food. And she can exist without Terumah. So if okay, it can be Mahmir. But she can Gitin, what are you going to do then? Nobody's ever going to be allowed to send a get through a Shaliyah. Because if you always have to suspect that what the guy died, so Gittin, you have an option. So don't ask me a question from a case that is impossible to a case that you have other options. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Terumah efshar liyot nizonet beholin. Terumah, in that case, she'd be able to sustain herself by eating holin. Get lo efshar lemehash lemita. You cannot suspect death. Dihayish, because if you're going to suspect the death, en lechash sholeach get leishto. You may be able to send to get his wife. They're not gunot, and they're going to remain aguna. So therefore, that's the difference. Comes again, what is it? Teruma a teruma. So he goes, okay, forget about getin to teruma. I'm going to ask you a contradiction from teruma to teruma itself. Tenan, bat Yisrael nesu'a lekohen. She's a bat Yisrael, she's married to a kohen, I mean, she's eating teruma. Ve'halak ba'ala lemedirat hayam. Husband went away. What do we say the din is? Ochelet betrumah, she can continue to eat terumah behezkat shukayam. Right, with the hazakah that the husband is still alive. Urminu hare zegitech. The question we just brought. Here's your get shah achat kodem mitato asura le'echol betrumah miyad. Why? Because you have to assume that he's going to die. So that we have a stira. When the lady husband goes to Medina Tayyam, you say, well, he's alive, therefore she can eat terumah. When the husband comes along and says, Hare zikitech, 1 moment before I die, she has to stop eating terumah immediately. Why? Because they say, he doesn't have a haskat chai. So make up your mind. Do you assume that the guy's alive and going to live or not? Here you have a direct contradiction. Don't ask me, well, you're asking from Gittin. I'm not asking from Gittin anymore. I'm asking a direct question from terumah to terumah. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar avada bered Rav Yitzchak, Shani hatam, Shari asra alav, Sha'ahat kodem mitato. It's different over there. because she was osir, he becomes asur one moment before he dies. Now, what does this mean? So the way that Tosafot understands the answer to this question, we'll read Rashi, but just to get Tosafot, because he's a little clearer on this, he says, no problem. Really, we're saying that what a person has a hezkat chai. And that's why when a lady husband goes to overseas, she can continue eating terumah, right? Here, when are we saying the get, we want to be hal? When the guy says, I want the get to be hal one moment before he dies, that's not going against hezkat chai, because the get is being given when he's still alive. Therefore, you're not assuming he's going to die. You have to assume that what every second he has a hezkat chai. So therefore, the whole reason why you don't chashish to mita, because you say hezkat chai. Here, the get is going to be hal, not when he's dead. The get is hal when he is still alive. And therefore, that's not going against hezkat chai. So therefore, you can say both dinim, and they are not contradictory to each other. Look at the Tosafot. Shani Hatam. Shani Asra Alav Shahat Mehayim. Pirush. Halak Bala Midatayam Ochel Betruma. Deha Amed Bala Behaskat Hai. Right? Because you have a Hazakah. He left when he was alive. You could assume that what? He's still alive. Abal Haka Afidu Na Amidinu Behaskat Hai. Good. Keep him on Hazkat Hai. Still Asura Mehayim. Still Asura, he's Asur from alive. Being alive in this case is will osir him, because that's when the get is going to be hal. So to that, the Gemara says, question, keep one finger on Tosafot and go back to the Gemara's question now. The Gemara says, Matki Flora Papa, Mimai di Ihu Mayit Beresha, Dilma Ihi Maita Beresha. Hold it. Who said that he's going to die first? Maybe she's going to die first. And what's that question? So look at Rashi. Tosfot again, right where we left off. Uparich. Dilma ihi maita beresha. Maybe she's going to die first, the wife. Velo te'aser mehaim. And therefore she's never going to become asur. Which means, who said that you're assuming what, that if the husband dies first, you're right, then shahat kodem mita, the get was hal, and therefore she was asura to eat teruma any moment. But who told you that that's the scenario? It could be what, that indeed that she's going to die first. Now if she dies first, I mean, she was permissible to eat teruma the whole way through. Look at Rashi now, the way he understood this shekla v'tariyah. Go back now, look at Rashi. Shani hatam. Really, I'll tell you, you don't suspect the guy's going to die. Veshani haka shari asra mehaim shahat kodem mitato. Vechol shata, every moment, ika lesepuke bei shata shatida leaser. Which is, according to Rashi, he's just saying that in the case where he says, one second before I die, the get is going to be hal, every second mehaim, you got to suspect that this is the second that's going to be before the mitah. Now, v'shinuyad dihikahu. Well, that's a difficult answer, because the reason why it's a dohak answer, because the premise is that you suspect he's going to die. And we just said you don't suspect that a person's going to die. So he says, v'hainu deparichle, v'ilo da'ishin al mitah, m'may da'vikita. Bottom line, the premise of that answer is that while you're suspecting that he's going to die, and for every second you're saying that this is the second before his death. De'olam hu mayit beresha. But you assume that he's going to die first. Maybe she's going to die first. So therefore, we have to answer the case of Tiruma. We have to have a stira in Tiruma. One case of Tiruma says when the lady goes to the midah, her husband goes to midah tayyab, she can continue to eat Tiruma. Why? Hazkat Hayim. She's alive. But at the same time, you have another case that says if a guy says, I'm going to give a get, right, 1 second before he dies. So they say already she's asura to eat tiruma immediately. That assumes what? That you got to assume that he is going to die. That he does not have a hezkat hayim. And therefore every second is the second before death. How do you square it off? So comes the Gemara and gives an answer. El amara baye lakashya. Ha Rabbi Meir de lo hayish lemita. Ha Rabbi Yehuda de hayish lemita. It's actually machlokes tanaim. Do you choshesh to mita or not? Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. That now, where do you see this machloket? Okay. We learned this case. Halokeyach yayin ben akutim. Guy buys a barrel of wine from the kutim. Right now, the problem with the kutim is they did not take tirumot and masrot. Okay, there was no problem of yayin nesek because this is before the rabbis made a gezerah of yayin nesek on the kutim. Anyway, what does he do? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he does the following. Omer. Sorry, according to Rabbi Meir. Omer, shne lugim shani atid dafrish. Right, the two log, and the guy cannot take tiruma yet because he does not have a keli where he's able to empty the wine out. So he wants to take tiruma, but he wants to keep the tiruma in the barrel itself and still drink the wine. So what does he do? He says, shne lugim shani atid dafrish, the two log that eventually I'm going to take out of this barrel, harin tiruma. So he's got floating tiruma somewhere in this barrel now. Asara and 10% ma'aser rishon. Tisha ma'aser. And then the 10% remaining of the barrel is what? Is going to be ma'aser sheni. Umehal. Now there, he's able to transfer the kedushah of the ma'aser sheni immediately onto a coin. So he's able to fix the ma'aser sheni in totally. Because ma'aser sheni, you're able to take the kedushah, put it on a coin. So basically, what did he do? Tiruma is floating in the barrel. You have ma'aser rishon floating in the barrel. Ma'aser sheni, you put on a coin. Vishote miyad. And drink right away. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. And why are they Osir? We learned earlier, because they're concerned that maybe the barrel is going to break. Shema yibaka hanod. So you see what the machloket over here is. Do you suspect that the barrel is going to break or not? So the Gemara wants to say, that same machloket is, are you choshesh for mita or not? So therefore, the opinion that says you don't suspect that the barrel is going to break, so therefore, why? Barrel's good now, you assume it's gonna remain good. So therefore, you have Haskat Chai, you don't assume the guy's going to die. That's why when the guy goes to Medinat Hayam, the lady can continue to eat Tirumah. That's following the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, it says, you Hoshesh, that even though the barrel is good now, but you're worried that it's gonna break. And what happens if the barrel breaks? Barrel breaks, that means he ended up eating wine that he didn't take Tirumot and Masot from. Because she never separated, because it was in there. Now you can't take it anymore. So you ate tevalim the mafreya. So therefore, that she thought Rabbi Meir is going to say, standing with the lady, where she says, 1 second before I die. So therefore, you got to assume that what? He's going to die, just like you suspect, to Shema Yibaka. So for the way we're answering the two braitot, we're going to say it's actually a machloka tanaim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rava Amar, Rava comes along and says, different answer. Shememet. Lo Haishina. Shema Yamut Haishina. He says like this. There's two different hashashot over here. When the lady wants to come to eat tiruma, when her husband's in Medinat Hayam, do you have to suspect that he's dead? No. At that point, the question is, did he die? No. You don't have to suspect that he died. That's Haskat Hai. Ha'amed Davar Haskato. But we know that every person, you cannot deny the facts, is going to die one day. Nobody lives forever. So therefore, when the guy comes along and says, Harezeg Yitech, 1 moment before I die, well, Shema Yamut Hashinan. You have to suspect that he is going to die. And therefore, since that's a different suspicion, one is, did he die? And one is he going to die? Well, did he die right now? A lady wants to eat tiruma. Did he die? He didn't die. Hamid Abdeva Haskato. But the case of the Gitin case is, we're not saying, did he die? Adrabah, we don't want him to die. If he dies, it's not a get. We're talking about, is he going to die? Is he going to die? Absolutely. And therefore, every second, there's a hashash, sheme, yamut. So therefore, according to Rava, it's two different hashashot over there. Good? Someone explained that this Hamed Davar al-Hizkato is only on a present item, but it's not on a future item. That's what someone explained over there. But the way I explain it to you is simply that really everybody is going to die one day. So there's no Hazakah that he's never going to die. And therefore that's Rava's answer. Look at the Taprashi. Shem Hamed lo Hashinan. De'ochminan ha-Hazakah sheni ho-Hai. Good. וגבי כהן שהלך למדינת הים, כיוון שלא גירשה, אינה נאסרת, אלא אם כן מת. אני לא אבטסום דרידון, אבל זה שנתן לגט על מנת שעושה קודם למיטתו, לשם הימות מיד ודאי חשינן, זה לא מראה לחזקה בהכי. Right, you're not breaking the חזקה, because the get is מחיים. And he has a חזקת חיים, but you also, you have to assume that somebody is going, eventually is going to die, so therefore the get is going to be You're right, the Gezi Michal 1 second before he does, but she's going to be forbidden to Teruma every single second. That is Rava's answer. Amar Rava Dabar Matna Le Rava. So he asked the question. Rava Dabar Matna Te Rava. Veha Nod. The case of the barrel. By the Kuti, his wine. Dekeshem Hayamutu. Right, that's a case really similar to Shema Yamut. Right? Which means you're suspecting, is the barrel going to break? It's something in the future. It's not in the present. The present, the barrel is around. It's right, but it's a shema on a future item. Upeligi. And still over there you have a machloket. She says, Rava, you want to come and tell me that what? On a future item, everybody is suspect. What do you mean? It's not so. I'll show you even on a future item, we have a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Shema Yibakanod is similar to future Shema Yamut. Amar Rav Yehuda Medisketa Shani Nod. Nod is different. De Efshad de Masal el Shomer. You can give it over to a watchman to make sure that the barrel doesn't break. That you can protect. So the Gemara says, "But kiflan of b'shal shia arbech arbasarich." Your guarantor needs a guarantee, which means so you're going to give it to the shomer. Maybe it'll break in his possession, which means just like who said you? Your guarantor needs a guarantor. Who told you that when you give it to the shomer, that he's going to watch it correctly? It could still break under his watch. So therefore, bottom line, it's still a machloket. Shema yibakanod. It's a machloket. Shema yamut. El Amar Rava Shema Met Lo Chayshinan Shema Yamut Tanaehi. You're right. Really, it is a machloket Tanaim. Shema Yamut. It'll be a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that Yochoshesh Shema Yibakanod, future item. Yes, we'll say also why Yochoshesh Shema Yamut. And according to Rabbi Meir, that says Lo Chayshinan Shema Yamut. He doesn't make a haluk between Shema Met and Shema Yamut. He says everything Amed Abar Al Hezkato. So therefore. Our Toristina between Teruma to Teruma, you come along and say that the Braita that said, our Mishnah, that said what? Ahmed Davar Cheskato by the case of Get, right? Where a guy sends a Get, he's a sick guy and all that, so you assume that Cheskat high, that everybody agrees. Shema Met Lo Amrinan. But Shema Yamut. That's the case of the Get, where he says, I'm giving it to you 1 second before you die. That's already mahluk between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Comes Gemara and says, Hasholeya Chattatom Medinat Hayam. Okay, last case of the Mishnah. Guy sends a Chattat Medinat Hayam. You assume that he is still alive. Because it's a problem. If he died, then everybody not allowed to bring the Korban. Because you can only bring a Korban if the owner is alive. So the Gemara says, but what do you have a problem with? Who's going to make Simicha? The Torah law is on a Korban Chattat, you have to press the hands, the owner has to press the hands on the animal. Now that you do right before you bring it. So who's doing the Simicha over here? The guy's in Medinat Hayam, he sent the Korban. What happened to the Simicha law? So comes the Gemara and says, the rabbis learned that says, V'samach Yado, the Gemara's Doresh Yado Velo Yad Sheluho. So a Shaliach cannot make Simicha for the owner. So who's making the Simicha over here? Amar of Yosef, B'Korban Nashim. First answer. It's a lady bringing a Qurban. And the Torah says only the men have to make simicha. Ladies do not make it. Because the Pasuk says, Daber el Bnei Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Bnei Yisrael velo benot Yisrael. The Papa Amar, Behatata of. The Papa gives another answer. It's talking about a type of Qurban that does not need simicha. A Hatata of. We bring in a bird. A bird sacrifice. Bird sacrifice, there's no simicha. So we got the simicha issue off the table. Now, what do you need three cases for? If you go back to our Mishnah, we gave three cases where you learned the same basic principle that Ha'amed Davar Al-Hazkato. What are the three cases? The guy who's a sick man or an old man sends a get. What? You assume that while he's still alive. Good? Case number two. A Bat Yisrael is married to a Kohen. Husband goes away overseas. She can eat Teruma because again, you assume the husband is still alive. Case number three, a lady or a fellow sends a Qurban, right, with his messenger to Eretz Yisrael. He brings it in the Beit HaMikdash because she could assume the owner is still alive. So you have a get case, you have a Teruma case, and you have a Qurban case. Three situations where basically we're learning the same principle over and over and over again. And what is that? ha'amed davar al chazkato. So it says v'sericha. You need all three cases. Di ashmi'inan get mishum de lo efshar. As okay, listen. The get case, because you have no options. What are you going to say? A shaliach cannot send a get? You're going to come along and not give this hazakah that the guy's still alive. You're going to do away with any shaliach ever sending a get, because you're always going to say maybe the guy died, and therefore you're going to have agunot. Also, I can say maybe we'll lean you when it comes to get. Aval teruma de efshar emalo. But teruma, like we said, so don't eat teruma. Let the lady eat cholim. Maybe we're not going to say hazkat high when you have an option. V'yashmi'in on teruma, and if you only told me teruma, the zimnin de lo efshar. Okay, even teruma, I can tell you she's a poor lady, she has nothing to eat, she's relying on teruma. Okay, so I'll say hazkat high in order to sustain her. Aval chatata of, but when it comes to chatata of, mesifika lo li'ul cholin azara. But the misafek, I'm not going to bring a korban that's not a korban into the azara. That's a big avon to bring cholin the azara. So therefore, the Gemara says siricha. You need that case as well. Now, on these words over here of the Gemara, cholin the azara. Normally, what does cholin the azara mean? Something that was not consecrated. You're not allowed to bring into the azara. These words over here are lav dafka, because this is not cholin the azara. This the guy really consecrated. It's just that he died. It's still Kodesh. When he dies, the Kiddushah does not go off the Qurban. It's just that you don't have to bring it into the Azara. So this is a borrowed terminology. It's really a case of Chatat Shemetu Be'aleha. In a case of Chatat Shemetu Be'aleha, you're not allowed to bring it on the Mizbeah. You have to burn it. But the point is, it's like Chodin Azara in the sense that you're not allowed to bring it into the into the Azara, you don't have to bring it into the Bet HaMikdash. So basically, you need all three cases. If it only told me get, I would have said get, because you have no choice. If it told me Teruma, I would say, okay, Teruma, even Teruma, in some cases where the lady has nothing to eat, she's got to eat something, she's on the ash, she needs to eat Teruma. And if you would, so therefore, then it's a case as well. But maybe I would be Mahmir by Korban Hatata, you shouldn't bring a Korban Mesefik into the Azara where the owners died. Kamasha, even in that case, the Shaliach can bring it. Hazkat Hai. Yeah. Those are the three cases. Hazkat Hai. Comes the Gemara and continues. Actually, next Mishnah. Shalosha devarim amar Rabbi Elazar ben Partal lefne Hakamim. There were three things that Rabbi Elazar ben Partal said in front of the Hakamim. Vikimu et debarav. And they agreed with him. Number one, Al-ir shekifua karkum. You have a city that was surrounded by karkum. Rashi says it was a matzor. Matzor is siege. You have a city that's being surrounded by enemies. Ba'ala sefina ha-meturefet bayam. Or you have a boat that is, on the high seas, and it's very wavy, and it's the boat is rocking back and forth over the waves. Ba'ala yotze lidon. And somebody that was given a death penalty, and he's going out to be killed, capital punishment. She'en b'chizkat kayamin. At that point, you got to assume they are still alive. Because it was only a siege around the city. People are still in the city. Right. The boat didn't sink yet. It's just having a hard time over the waters. And for that matter, they didn't hang the guy yet, but they judged him already for capital punishment. In those three cases, the rabbi taught, the guy has a chizkat hai. Nafkamina, if his wife was a Yisrael and he's a Kohen, she could still eat teruma, even though she hears this news. Aval ir shekavsha karkum. But once the city is conquered by the people that were sieging it, usfina she'avda bayam, and a boat that sunk in the waters, vayotze lihareg, and the guy, not only was he judged, but not actually taking him out to go fulfill the death sentence, notnim alehen chumre hayim vechumre metim. We give them the stringencies on both sides. The stringencies of death, and the stringencies of life. What are the stringencies? It says, Bat Yisrael LeKohen. Well, Bat Yisrael LeKohen, you have to assume that what? The stringency of death. And therefore, she's not going to be allowed to continue to eat Teruma if she doesn't have any children. Because as long as she doesn't have any children, and then her husband, the Kohen, dies, she does not eat. Now, Bat Kohen LeYisrael, who normally a Bat Kohen does not eat Teruma. Bat Kohen married to Yisrael does not eat Teruma. But if her husband died, she goes back to her father's house to eat Teruma. Lo te'achel b'teruma. Because on her, you got to put the stringencies of life, that he is still alive, and therefore we're not going to let the Bat Kohen eat teruma, because if her husband's still alive, who is he saying, she cannot eat teruma. So in that case over there, it's like a sefek, so we put the stringencies on both sides. That Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, lo shanu ela bebetin shel Yisrael. This which we said, that when there's a Gemar Din, right, when there's a judgment on a person, you got to assume he's still alive. That's only talking about Betin Shel Yisrael, a Jewish court. Avad bebetin shel Ovdei Kochavim, but in a Goy court, Kevan de Gamar le Dina. Once already they put the sentence on him, le katala for death, miktal katlele. They're going to kill him, which means there's no reprieve. And therefore, you got to assume that what? The guy is dead. She's in a Jewish court, the Gemara says that they can change they can overturn the case, because there's a law that says beitzilu aida, that until the guy actually dies, they're still looking for ways to exonerate him. She's on the way to the gallows. Even they sometimes they would call him back. Oh, we have new testimony. We have new. So therefore, since by the Jewish court they're very slow in order to kill a person, so therefore, this law was not said by a Jewish court. Jewish court were lenient that the guy is still alive. But in a Goy court, even after the judgment, before they're taking him out, once they're ready, they judge him, they don't overturn their rulings. And therefore, you got to assume that the guy is dead. Once they judge him, they kill him. However, by a Jewish court, even though they judged him for mitah, they still mehapech lizchuto. Look at Rashi. And she says, "Ela bebetin she Yisrael shlachar gemar din." Let's read the word Rashi before that. Lo shanu diyotzei liharek. That which we said that when a guy goes out to get killed, mamash, they're bringing him out. Notim alav chumre hayim, that you're strict that he has chumre hayim, that you have to give him the stringency that he might be alive still, and therefore what a bat kohen who's married to Israel would not be allowed to eat terumah, because you have to assume that he's still alive. Ela bebetin shel Yisrael shelachar gemar din zimnin dehajo lezechuta. Even after gemar din, sometimes they find a reason to free him. Umahazinu, they bring him back to the courthouse. However, when it comes to goyim, once already they're bringing him out, they're not going to, and therefore that can change. But therefore, you got to assume that what, he's dead. And therefore, if it's a bat kohen married to a Yisrael, she could eat teruma. Again, a bat kohen that's married to Yisrael, when the husband's dead, what happens? She goes back to her father's house. By a goy court, once they're taking him out to die, you got to assume he's dead. There is no recourse. They're not changing the judgment. This is what we said, that you give him chumrot of chayim and chumrot of mitah. We have a sefek. That's only by a Jewish court, because Jewish court it could be they change it. Amar le abaye betin shel ovdei kochavim nameh. What do you mean? Even a betin of goyim, you also have to have a sefek. The mekabel shochda, they accept bribes. You can always bribe him to the last minute. So therefore, you should also have a suspicion. Maybe he's still alive. You should give him chumrot chayim. Amar le. When do they take bribes? Mekamed lechdom purse shanamag. Purse shanamag is a Persian word. Purse shanamag is like the final judgment. They take bribes before the final judgment. Lebatar de mechtam purse shanamag. But once already they put the final judgment on the guy, lo shekle. That's way too late. If it's automatic, the guy's going to die. Metive, we have a question. Kol makom sheyamdu shnai. Let's say you have two people, two witnesses, v'yomru, and they come and testify. Me'idim anu et ish peloni shenigmar dino bebet dino shel ploni uploni uploni edav hare ze yehareg. A guy comes along, two people come along, and they say testimony. They go to a betin, say, betin, we are testifying. You see this guy over here? He ran away from a court. There was another court in the world that sentenced this guy to a death penalty. We know the witnesses. We know, we heard the judge say that he's hayab mita, and this guy's a fugitive. So the law says what? Beit Din will accept these two guys' testimony, and they take this guy over here, and they what? And they kill him. Oh, so what do we see from this question over here? So look at Rashi. Alma lo amrinan shema mas'ulo zechut acharechen. Which means, I thought you're telling me that in a Jewish court, you say what? Maybe somebody found a zechut to save his life. Well, here you say you don't say that. Because the second court, they kill him right away. Mm-hmm. Well, who says? Maybe the guy saved. Maybe somebody came along and gave a testimony to save the guy. How could the second court, just by hearing testimony of two guys, we were there, they said he's guilty and all that. Fine. But I thought we said in Jewish courts that sometimes there's a reprieval. That somebody come along, maybe has a zechut for the guy. Here you see, you don't say that. So the Gemara says, Dilma borei achshani. Of course. It's different in this case because the guy ran away. If somebody found zechut on the guy, would this guy run away? The guy on death row ran away over here, obviously. That's why you have two witnesses coming. Hey, this guy over here, he was sentenced over here in another court. So therefore, the reason why the Beit Din does not have to suspect that there was anybody that found a zechut for him, because if there was a zechut, the guy would have stayed where he was. He was in good position. For the fact that he ran away, you can assume that actually nobody's saying anything good about him. Therefore, indeed, he is guilty. But generally speaking, a Jew that is on being judged by Jews, you got to assume that what? He's not dead till he's dead. And therefore, we put on him Chumre Hayim and Chumre Meti, because there is a suspicion that he might be still alive because somebody found a zechut for him. Tashema. Shamam mebet din shel Yisrael, shayu omrim. A guy heard, let's say, from a Jewish court, that the people, that the court said, Ish peloni met. Ish peloni neherag. Either they said he died, or neherag. Now, Rashi comes along and tells us, Ish peloni met, bebet din mita atzmo. There's a difference between met and Neherag. Right. Neherag means Beit Din actually killed him. Sekila, Serefa, one of the deaths. Met means he died on his own. If a person transgresses a sin, that's Hayab Malkut. Let's say three times. They give Malkut the first time, they give Malkut the second time. After that, after the third time, now already the guy's a flagrant transgressor of Avonot over here. So what they do is they put the guy in a holding cell and they just let him die. They feed him food that causes his stomach to explode and things like that. They feed him bran and stuff like that, which means they can let the guy die. Even though the guy's not Hayab Mitel, let's say from the Torah, we can't kill him, but we don't give the guy favorable conditions. So in any event, we have a case over here where a guy's coming to testify that either he knows this guy died, meaning he was killed by Beit Din Mamash because of one of the four punishments, or he died in the holding cell of Beit Din. Now it says, Yasiu et ishto. By the way, what do? They can marry off his wife. Which means you take such a testimony, and therefore the wife is considered now an almana, and therefore she's not married, therefore she can get married. No problem. Now, Mikum mantrisin shel ovdei kochavim. But let's say you heard this testimony from kumantrisim. That's, let's say, the people that are in charge of the death row, the administrators of the goyim. Ish ploni met, ish ploni neherag, al yasiu et ishto. You don't trust them? They're saying about a Jew. You cannot let the wife of such a person get married. Now the Gemara analyzes. My met, my neherag. What does it mean? They're testifying he died or got killed. Ili ma met mamash v'neherag neherag mamash. You're saying Mamashi actually died. So then why in the case where the Goy is testifying, am I al yasi with the shto? Why can't she get married? Why? Hakai malam, dechol masia lefi tumo, himune mehemnele. We have a general rule. When a Goy gives a testimony, masia lefi tumo, just speaking according to his, not simplicity, but tumo, meaning he's just talking. So the law is what? You believe him. Well, as you say, Masih Alifitumo, the actual words, even though we explained it many times, it's the actual words that they say, Masih Alifitumo. Right, very good. That's a good way. Casually mentioning. He just said, this guy, he has no reason to lie. He's just talking. So he's believed. So therefore, the Chavra, if the Goy said that we know this guy got killed in the Beit Din, why shouldn't his wife be able to get married? Why shouldn't this Jewish lady be able to get married? So that cannot be the case. In our love, Met yotze lamut, neherag yotze lihareg. So the case must be where the testimony is that he's going out to be killed. Mm-hmm. Not that he was killed. He's going out. Oh, the Ketani, what does it say? Bebet in Yisrael yasiu et ishto. So you see what? That we're not oshet, that there's going to be a reprieval on the guy. Well, it means you have a Jewish guy coming to testify The two what? We know this guy, he was sentenced and they're bringing him out to get killed. Oh, right away, let his wife get married. What are you talking about? I thought you said your hush is for somebody's going to come and speak Zekut. So the Gemara says, Olam mit mamash. Really, I tell you the cases where they're testifying that he actually died. V'neherag mamash. Udeka amart. Tekevateg of the oveko chavim. Amai lo. V'haikai malam dechol masir lefi tumo. Himunem behem ne. Oh, he asked the question. He said, if that's the case, why don't you believe the goy? Because the goy is masir lefi tumo. He's speaking casually. The chavra, you should believe him. Therefore, the lady should be able to get married. Hani midi b'milta de lo shaychibe. That's only on subjects that they don't have a reason to lie, that they're not connected to. But things that they're connected to, they are going to speak lies. Now, what does that mean? So, look at Ashi. The shaychiba kihacha shemitpa'arim shargu bedin. Here, to them, it's a glorification to say that they killed somebody. So therefore, there's a reason for them to lie. She's when they come along and say, "Yeah, we killed the guy in the Betina," and to them, they're happy to say that. So therefore, once they're happy to say that, you can't trust them because therefore they're trying to be geut. They're trying to be arrogant. So, yeah, we killed the guy in the Betina. We executed judgment. So therefore, he's not believed. So therefore, really, I tell you, normally speaking, when a Jew goes out to get killed by a Jewish Betina, you got to assume that while he's not dead 100% till he's actually dead. Which means why? Because could be they put a reprieval on him, could be they brought him back, and therefore the Mishnah says you put on him chumre hayim. You have to put the stringencies of life on him. But in a goy court, once they sentence him, you got to assume that he's dead right away because they don't put any reprieval. Even bribery they don't take after the pursish shanamag was already established, was already sealed. Oh, in this case over here, where the goy is testifying that he actually died. Oh, he's testifying that he actually. So why don't you trust them? Masiyah lefi tumo. No, it's not masiyah lefi tumo. This is he has a reason to lie over here. The goy. You know why? Because to them it's a glorification that they kill someone. So that's the first mahalach in this gemara. Now the gemara gives a different derech. Gemara says ika de amre. Gemara gives a whole different way of understanding this case of the Mishnah. Ika de amre. Amar Rabbi Yosef lo shanu ela bebed din shel ovde kochavim. Totally opposite. The Mishnah that said you put the stringencies of life on a person, that's only when he's going out to be killed by goyim. You know why? Because you can bribe them. This opinion holds you can bribe them to the last minute. And therefore, when a goy is sentencing somebody, a Jew, to go out, you got to assume that he's alive. Again, this is a different version. You do. You put the stringencies of life specifically on a goy court because maybe they got a bribe the last minute and if they didn't kill the guy. Okay? Aval bebetin shel Yisrael. Aval bebetin shel Yisrael kevan denafak ledina lekatala katlele. But once a Jewish court puts the sentence on the guy, they kill him. And therefore you got to assume that he is indeed dead. You don't even put on chumreh hayim. So it's reverse, mamash, the exact opposite than the first version. Here we're saying the goyim can change out of bribery, but the Jew's not changing. What do you mean? But they can find a zikut for him. And we're really mandated to try to find a zikut, not to kill the guy. So what are you talking? Gemara says, Ki hazu lezikuta mekame deligmar dina. They only look for zikuyot before gemardin, before the rule was for the sentencing. Batar gemardina, but after gemardin, after they rule already guilty, tu lo hazile zikuta. That's it. We don't look for zikut anymore. Okay, that's the going court to that shita. Now, does that mean you're not allowed? No, of course you're allowed. The point is, it's not shachiyah. It's not prevalent that after Gemardin, the guy's on the way out to go get killed, that somebody's going to come along now and overturn it. Okay, look at Rashi. Kilomar, top line, very important Rashi. Lo shchiyah. That's what Rashi's saying. It's prevalent. Not prevalent. Hilkach, no misafkin and beachi. Therefore, we're not going to make such a sefik. Now, lema misayale. Now the Gemara, I'll bring you a proof to this concept. What's the proof? Gemara says, "Kol makom shi'amdu shnayim." Two guys come along and testify. Ve'yomru me'idim anu et ish ploni shenigmar dino bebet dino shel ploni. Uploni uploni edav hare ze yareg. Oh, what do you see? Two guys come and testify in front of the Betin. This guy was on death row, and we know his witnesses and all that. So what does Betin do? Betin comes along and accepts the testimony and kills the guy right away. Also, what do you see from here? That you don't hoshesh that there was a reprieval. So exactly what we're saying now, that in a Betin of Israel, after Gemar Din, you don't have to suspect that somebody found Ezekut. That's why, in this case over here, the second Betin, when there's testimony from these two guys, they'll kill the guy right away. Gemar says, no proof. Dilma borei ashani. No, maybe over here, it's because he ran away. So because he ran away, you have a bigger reason to believe that nobody was Melamed Zechut. But you cannot learn in a regular case that you're not Hoshesh. You want to make a proof from this case? I cannot give proof. This case over, the reason why Beti is not Hoshesh for Zechut is because the guy ran away. Why is the guy running away? Must be because there was no Zechut on him. But in a regular case, who says? Maybe you're Hoshesh. Good? So comes the Gemara and says, Tashema, Shema me Betin shel Yisrael. Same story that we wrote above. He heard from the Betin of Yisrael, Shayu omrim ish peloni mit, ish peloni neerag. The guy either died by himself in the holding cell, or he was killed by a Betin of Yisrael. Yesiu et ishto, his wife can get married. Mekum mantrisin shel of the Goyim. If you heard it from the Goyim, the prosecutioners of the Goyim, ish peloni mit, ish peloni neerag. The Jewish guy either got killed in his holding cell, or he got killed. Al yasiu et ishto. Now, my met umay neherag. What does it mean? He died or got killed? Idim amet mamash v'neherag mamash. Somebody actually died. The kevatek of the onkuchavim. So in the case of the goy persecutes, when he says it, amay al yasiu et ishto. Why can't she get married? Right, he's speaking casually. He said that he died. Why shouldn't his wife be able to get married? When it says met, it means not that he died. They testify that he's going out to die. He's going out to get killed. What does it say? So what do you see from over here? That you don't suspect that maybe there was a reprieval. And that's why when the guy comes and testifies that he was Yotzer Lihareg, what is the law going to say? Betin immediately is going to allow the guy's wife to get married. Proof to what we just said, according to this version, that even in a Betin of Yisrael, once they're ready, the guy's on the way out to get killed, you don't suspect that somebody's going to speak a zichut for him. That's why we allow his wife to get married immediately. So that's a proof to this concept over here. That Gemara says, no, le'olam mit mamash, v'neherag mamash. Really, I tell you, the testimony is that they're saying he actually died. He actually got killed. The kivateg of the ovei chukavim. Oh, so then you're going to ask me, when the goy comes and gives such a testimony, amai lo, v'akamen an dechol masih lefitumo hemuneh mehemneh. Right, you told me that when the guy speaks casually, masih lefitumo his belief, so why isn't the goy believe in that case? Hanimidi b'miltad de lo shaychiba. That's only in a case where he's not connected to, he doesn't have a reason to lie. But in this case over here again, they have a reason to lie. Why? Because they glorify themselves in killing people in court. That they killed somebody. So therefore you cannot believe. So therefore basically we have over here two diametrically opposed girsaot over here in Rabbi Yosef. The first shita says why? That adrabah, in a Jewish court, it's not over until it's over, which means you got to assume that there's going to be reprievals and things like that. Masha'en ken in a goy court, once already they send them out over there, there's no humrote. You got to assume the guy is dead. Nafkamina bat kohen to Yisrael. Once she hears that her husband was sentenced by a goy court, she go back to her father's house and start eating terumah. The guy is dead. Bribery is no bribery after procession of Magda, which the Gemara calls after the sentencing. Second version says no, adrabah. The goy court, you always got to suspect that what? They got bribed at the last minute. Bribed at the last minute, therefore you have to put on her humreh haim. Maybe the husband's still out there. She cannot go back to her father's house to eat turmah until she knows conclusively. But in a Jewish court, humreh haim. Why? I'm sorry. In a Jewish court, you got to assume that he's dead. Somebody's going to come and speak zechut. after the sentencing already, it's very rare that somebody's going to come out and speak a zechut. Therefore, you could assume fairly that he's dead, and therefore, you do not have to put on the chumrah. Amen.